101.9 with Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty, and let us introduce you to the Angry Vegan.
Yeah, baby. Delicious audio.
You're not talking about me, are you?
Not at all.
Okay.
But this is a vegan freaking out when he realizes his pizza sauce has Parmesan cheese in it. His mom had bought him a pizza. And this is a dude who sort of posts regularly about stuff that he eats. Okay. This is a clip taken from a 26-minute long video. But take a listen.
Hi, I was just going to ask you guys a question. Do you guys have any animal products in your sauce? Eggs, milk, cheese, animal products? Yeah, the tomato sauce.
Called the pizza place, and there he is hucking his phone as hard as he can when he realizes, yes, that parmesan, that cheese, that sauce has cheese in it.
Only in a f***ing America, bro. Tell me, please, who the f*** puts cheese in sauce? Good on my mom, I guess, for trying to, like, do her best. She ordered this pizza, and she's like, I got you pizza, no cheese on it. And no egg in the dough. I'm surprised by that. Please tell me, do you know a single place that makes pizza with cheese in the sauce?
I don't really. He's got a point there.
That's true, yeah.
Lindsay, I was thinking about you with this, because the thing about, I get being a vegan, and for those who are vegan, for the simple fact that they just don't want to bring harm to another creature on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Like, ahimsa.
I'm sorry?
Ahimsa.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Ahimsa just means not wanting to harm anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know why it has to be so gender specific. I don't know why it could be a person. But I get that aspect. But to then feel, I assume that he's angry because that the root base of that is that you don't want to feel guilty for bringing harm to another creature. So there's this tiny fleck of a piece of Parmesan cheese. It's about the size of a pinhead that he realizes is in his pizza sauce, and that came from a cheese factory that got milk from a dairy farm that, yeah, was kind of a douche to a cow when it was getting its milk. That's just a long way.
Well, there's also the dairy industry supports veal, the veal industry.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, all that. But I'm saying from that one speck of Parmesan cheese all the way back there, that's a long way to start to feel guilty about. And that must be tough for you guys.
Well, it's hard because when you're doing your research, I think, and trying to figure out like why you want to do it in the first place, you see a lot of stuff that you can't unsee. And that's what happens for me. You know this, when we've been in big gatherings and stuff, I'm not trying to be the douche vegan, so I will have dairy at times, and every single time I have this guilt and I think about what I've done, and it's just awful. So yeah, for him to try and avoid that kind of stuff and then have to take it on, that sucks.
And here's the capper: the people leaving comments on the YouTube video, and so the angry vegan then posts another video defending himself.
But I looked into the comment section, and what did I find? People hating on me for being vegan, for being pissed. People saying, first world problems, this guy, yada, yada, yada. This guy is, you know, such a little for caring about the animals. This guy cares about some cheese in his pasta sauce, and then he throws his phone.
Do you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have to defend yourself for being vegan?
Not only defend yourself, but like, I mind my own business. I'm not trying to push it onto somebody else for whatever their views are. But, you know, people will purposely, oh, wait, you're not eating meat? Oh, more bacon for me, that means. And I'm like, actually, douchebag, that's not how it works. But I'm glad that you aren't being deprived of your precious bacon. A jerk. You know, but that's what people do, and they like to put meat purposely. It's like
in
some people,
face,
they get off on it. It's disgusting. It's like they try and like stick it in your face, and I just don't understand. Or people will purposely like send me pictures of animals being slaughtered and stuff thinking it's funny, and I'm like, okay, cool. That's just harassment. Like, what are you doing? Why? I don't know what it is. Other people seem to have more of a problem with me being vegan than me having a problem with people eating meat.
I'll tell you, it's weird. If for some reason we lived in a world, because being vegan sort of means you miss out on a lot of fun food.
Yeah.
Hamburgers and delicious hamburgers, just to name three.
Okay.
But if for some reason it was a thing where plants were animals, mm-hmm. and all of that food was, you felt guilty about eating, and you had to eat the only delicious fun food,
mm-hmm.
Is anybody? I'm sorry. I've been explaining this poorly. The idea that I think people are upset that you're missing out on a lot of fun, and they feel guilty about eating crappy fatty food.
I have to say that I think there is a bit of guilt that people don't acknowledge, that they think, oh, you're not doing this and I'm doing this and this makes me feel weird, because somewhere deep down that they think that perhaps there's a bit of them doing something wrong, and that's not the case at all. They're kind of putting their own judgment on themselves subconsciously.
And what I'm trying to get at is we should all eat more vegetables and fruit is really the thing, just as part of our daily diet.
Right.
And that you do that all the time because you kind of have to because of the way you believe, I think makes us feel like, well, screw you for being high and mighty and healthy.
Exactly, because then all of a sudden they think, oh, you're being high and mighty. I'm like, actually, no, I'm just eating what I like to eat and doing my thing, you know, and feeling like I'm not harming anything, and that's cool, you know.
So we'll leave this with screw you, Lindsay.
Screw you,
yeah, that's right. And